I haven't done anything like this since I was in high school. I was a battalion commander at John Marshall, and I used to stand in front of all my cadets on a daily basis and instructors from Fort Bragg about how our program was the future for all sorts of things. So just give me a minute. I'm going to warm up to it. All right. So this sermon is a comparison between the NFL or pro football and us as true Christians serving our Lord Jesus Christ. It's entitled Team, hashtag Team True Christians. Amen. I'm in a little hashtag theme, so just, you know, bear with me. In football, you have the ownership, front office, and head coach. For us as Christians, that all sums up to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We all know at the end of the day, it is our God who we serve and who we praise. So how did we get to this point of being a part of hashtag Team Christians? Well, in football, they have an annual draft of players from different colleges to the Pro League. Before getting drafted, they are tested in various ways from different teams to see how they can become an asset to their team. For us as Christians, it comes down to two verses. First verse is Romans 10 and 9. Because if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Another verse is John 14 and 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. As you can see, we all have to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior and turn our lives over to him. Now, that's just the beginning. In football, there are three phases. You have offense, defense, and special teams. Each one cannot operate without the other and are essential to the teams functioning at a winning pace. Luckily for us, we have three pastors who exhibit offense, defense, and special teams. But they all are interchangeable and sometimes can preach to us all three phases at once, showing us as a church that a threefold cord is very strong and not easily broken. So with us being drafted onto the Lord's team as Christians and serving under pastors who are his coordinators, we use a tool that bridges the gap between the Lord and us. In football, it is called a playbook, which has many different variations for all three phases of the game. It can be very complex or very simple, depending on your knowledge of it. For us as Christians, we have the ultimate playbook, simply titled the Bible. With the help of our pastors, we can decipher any verse in the Bible and apply it to ourselves as Christians. Once we understand it, we can go back to it and reference it whenever we need it or when someone else needs the same verse or a different verse. The Bible can be complex or simple depending on your comprehension of what you're reading. All right, so I'm about to lose the church a minute. In football, a QB can receive a play such as black 59 raised 22 flat on one. Church say what? All right. This is a simple pass play to the slot wide receiver, or you have the option throwing the ball to running back. It seems confusing at first, but you have to study and practice in order to understand it, just like most things in life. From the Bible, an example would be Galatians 6 and 10. So then, as we have an opportunity, let us work that which is good toward all men, and especially toward them that are of the household of faith. All of us have different self-interpretations of this verse, but the key point is for you as an individual to understand for yourself and apply it to your life. In order to understand a playbook or the Bible, you must practice. Practice in football ranges from mini camp to training camp to weekly preparations during the season. For us as Christians, we have Bible study, vacation Bible school, youth Bible study, and various group practices such as our praise team practice. But to me, the best practice is reading the Bible for yourself, then getting clarification from your pastors on what you don't understand. Another key method is prayer, praise, and worship. This all leads to game day. Game day in the NFL is when all your practice and preparation leads to you competing against another team with the hopeful outcome of victory on your side. Most of the world is watching you and cheering as these men engage in battle. Game day for Christians is every day of our lives. We as Christians have the opportunity to serve our God in every way possible as he helps us compete against the devil every day with victory on our side. each day you are alive and able to have the activity of your limbs in a clear mindset is a reason to praise the Lord and simply say thank you. A team is a group of players trying to achieve one common goal. We are all players here for God's team and here at God's Miracle Church. We have individual minds, talents, and attributes that contribute to all of us serving one God. We as players must have an individual relationship with God and then come together on one accord, making sure that we are always serving God without anyone wavering. Unfortunately, some Christians do leave Christ. This also happens in the NFL when a player is released, waived, traded, or just retires. Teams have to adjust and stay the course with their core players. For us, that simply means to have a solid foundation in Christ and right here at our church. We here at God's Miracle Church have a solid foundation with us being under great leadership who truly love and serve the Lord and members who are steadfast and unwavering no matter the circumstance. This solid foundation turns into consistency and the will to endure all that comes our way. For NFL teams, consistency leads to many victories, Super Bowls, star players, and amazing plays. An amazing play for a Christian can be the Lord bringing you through a trial, or the Lord breaking the chain that has been a generational curse to your family, or even you being a blessing to someone who truly needs it. Amen. This solid foundation, more importantly, helps you as an individual overcome a loss, whether it is mental, physical, or emotional. Losses will happen in this life, but with Jesus, in the direction of our pastors and our members here at God's Miracle Church, it is easy to overcome. Amen. The NFL has scouts who are constantly looking for talent to help make their team better. For Christians, we are all scouts to the Lord. Amen. Constantly trying to bring souls to Christ and show people that in this world of turmoil, destruction, Jesus is the only one that will save you. Where is Aunt She in here? All right. I want to give a special shout out to Aunt She. As we all know, my favorite team is the Baltimore Ravens. We've had the privilege of having Ray Lewis on our team for many years. He was the emotional leader for us and willed us to a lot of victories. We here at God's Miracle Church have Evangelist Sheila, who to me is our emotional spark plug for here at God's Miracle Church. We all know, without a shadow of a doubt, that Aunt She loves the Lord and loves this church, and we all love you. In closing, I use the compassion of the NFL to Christians for two reasons. First, I know football. And I am a part of hashtag Team Christians. Second, we as Christians are in this world, but not of this world. And since our God created this world, he uses his creations to constantly remind us that we need him every day, whether people believe in him or not. I just want to say to our pastors, I love you dearly. You all exhibit consistency and just outstanding effort and just always showing me how to be a great example when I leave here and I go out in this world. You've helped me beyond my wildest dreams to reconnect with the Lord, and I thank you for keeping me and all the rest of us on the right path towards the Lord. I can truly say that this is a place where love abides, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you.